Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gisnina. Joining us, Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, writes the Monday column. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
No shortage of political news this morning as we're hearing of the, quote, imminent arrest of Dean Skalost and his son on corruption charges, all spearheaded by Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney from New York, and you have a full column on this morning.
Yeah, it looks like it could come as early as today. If it doesn't, Dean Skalost is scheduled to be back in Albany this afternoon. He's set to meet with his members, his Republican members, said that he would talk about why he doesn't think this might raise to the level of him stepping down as leader. He so far doesn't know what he's going to be charged with, but he feels it's a different situation than Shelley Silver went through, the Assembly Speaker, when he got arrested and was forced by his members to resign.
And so there'll be a lot of pressure. We're already hearing of people jockeying. However, Thomas Libous, who would be the deputy, already facing problems of his own, and he's ill.
Yeah, Tom Libous would have been the natural heir apparent, but he's under indictment for lying to an FBI agent, so it's unlikely they would even consider him. Plus, he has what he says is terminal cancer, so I don't see that happening. Right now, the three names most out there are John Flanagan, the Education Committee Chairman from Long Island. You've got Kathy Young, who headed the Senate Campaign Committee, Republican Campaign Committee. She's from Cattaraugus County. And John DeFrancisco, the Senate Finance Committee Chairman from Syracuse.
We'll have to keep our eyes and ears on that news in terms of the power structure going forward and some items being negotiated. How does this all work, Ken?
Well, that's going to be the question. We saw a virtual shutdown of the Assembly for a couple of weeks once Sheldon Silver was arrested. Senators, you know, insist that won't happen. I mean, you know, right now it's, what, May 4th, and we're only about a month and a half away from the end of the legislative session. There's a lot of key issues, including education issues, mayoral control in New York City, the rent laws, the rent regulation laws in New York City and elsewhere expire. So there's a lot that's got to get done before the end of session, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with this now hanging over Albany.
And talking with Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, you can find out more at nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime, be well.